Hello there. You're listening to the Hazon Podcast, and I'm your host, Yoav Gutman. Hazon works to create a healthier and more sustainable Jewish community and a healthier and more sustainable world for all. Today's podcast is going to focus on Hazon's environmental bike rides. This fall marks the 10th anniversary of the New York ride and also the 10th ride in Israel. But over Mother's Day weekend in May, Hazon will be launching its first, hopefully annual, Bay Area bike ride in California. It's not too late to register, so go ahead and log on to the Hazon website and become a part of any of those bike rides coming up. The bike rides are one of Hazon's staple programs, and today we want to focus a little bit more on some of the stories from the cyclists, why they think it's important to bike ride, and something special that's going on with the allocations from the funds raised from the upcoming bike rides. One person I spoke with is Rabbi David Hoffman, who has been with Hazon since the very first New York bike ride.
Like, look, most of Jewish activities and most Jewish activities that you've been involved with or have been or are out there in the world involve one's intellect, one's money, social justice, all of these things. This is one of these rare moments where you actually involve not only your mind and not only your financial resources or your energy, but really physically your body. And that's an amazing thing. Forget all the stuff about Judaism, which is part of it, which is Judaism and health and all of that stuff. But actually being able to do something with your entire body, right, and involve that in this sort of project of Jewish identity is amazing. And Hazon gets people involved in being Jewish, that people that would never, ever go to services by any stretch of the imagination or learning or Israel, they get them involved through something that's, you know, fundamental about what it means to be a custodian of the world through biking and through actually making oneself vulnerable to the environment. And that's way powerful. And I remember riding out of Jerusalem, and it was pretty transformative. It was one of the more actually difficult rides riding out of Jerusalem. It's very, very hilly. The sun was hot. It was right after Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel Independence Day. But it was a gorgeous ride. It was beautiful. And we pushed ourselves a lot. And for whatever reason, at one point, we actually got a little sick on the second day. And I remember being cooped up with John. The whole thing was just a blast and fun. And the different weather that we went through. We went through a sandstorm, we went through a hailstorm, heat, wind. That was really a transformative experience. And I've been to Israel. I lived in Israel for years. But to see Israel riding a bike from Jerusalem to Eilat, it was a lifetime experience.
I also got to meet up with Mark Melzer, longtime Hazon bike rider, inside a pizza place. And he shared with me a story about something that happened to him this past year on the New York bike ride that really made the Hazon community a little more full and a little more involved in each other's life cycles. And he shared this with me.
So at the end of last year's ride, 10 miles from finish at the last rest stop, I proposed to my then girlfriend, now fiance, and by the time we're on the 2010 ride, she will be my wife. I had been looking for a good opportunity, sort of a good thing, like scenario in which to propose, and that seemed like a fun way to do it. We'd been planning to go on the ride long before, so I didn't convince her to go just so she'd be there to propose to, but decided that'd be a good way to do it. Was a little bit crazy and rode the entire second day with a ring in the back of my jersey, but well secured, and it made it all the way, obviously, but was a little bit crazy. And it was great. It was great to share that experience with the community. People sort of broke out in some singing and dancing, which we got captured on video, and it was really wonderful. We have very, very fond memories of it, and we're looking forward to reliving it on this year's ride as a newly married couple.
So what exactly was the situation? There you are. You've been riding, what, 20 plus miles?
Oh, longer. It was longer. That was a 50-mile day.
It was a 50-mile day.
I had done 40 miles at that point. What had happened was...
Wait, the first 40 miles that you're cycling?
Yeah.
Are you thinking the whole time?
Yeah.
I'm looking for this moment. Did you know a specific point?
I knew where I was going to be doing it. I knew I wanted to do it at the last rest stop, which is the JCC in New Jersey. My parents were going to come because I grew up very close to there, and they lived very close to there, and a couple of other people were going to be there. So I knew the whole time, and there were maybe three other people on the ride who also knew, but I didn't want to make it a thing where everybody knew because somebody was going to then blow the surprise. So we were riding most of that day together, even though we're at different levels as riders, and so we weren't totally together the whole time. And what happened was they offered a party bus, a SAG van, from the previous rest stop to that rest stop, so about 16 miles. Over the really rough hills that are on Route 9. And I am a bit of an idiot, so I said, I'm just going to ride these. And Michal decided to take the bus. So I knew I had to get to that last rest stop before it closed, and roughly at the same time she did. I tore my way through Nyack and Piermont up and down those hills in the motivating effort of like knowing you're about to do something as like as important and momentous as proposing can really be fuel for your muscles that you never thought you'd have. Like I was zipping through. I was going like 22 miles an hour through Piermont and up and down those hills in ways I'd never done before. And I caught them exactly as she was riding into the JCC. So the timing was perfect. And I walked her over to an open part of the field near where the whole group was gathered. I was part of the steering committee for the ride last year, and the whole steering committee had these little green ask me buttons for the whole weekend, for the retreat part, so that people would know who to ask if they had questions. And for a couple of months at that point, we knew we were getting engaged, we had talked about it and all like that, and her line was like, so just ask me. So I had kept the button in my jersey also that day, and before I asked her, I pulled out the button and I said, I think you may have better use for this now than I. And she was a little confused, and at that point I took out the ring and got down on one knee and asked her to marry me. She loves and never ceases to comment on the fact that all the pictures from this, and we have a lot of pictures, thankfully, and video, are of us in spandex and Viking clothes. I'm not sure she'll ever quite forgive me for that, but the fact that I proposed made up for it, so... and it was terrific, and then we rode together the last 10 miles. A friend of ours who was on the ride stayed back because we were a little behind the pack at that point, rode with us, and it was really wonderful. It was really a wonderful way to do it. And,
so this year Hazon has changed its allocation process a bit and really put the allocations process in the hands of the riders and the participants and really anybody. And to talk about that, we have Jackie Fishman from the Hazon office, and she's going to explain that a little bit more in detail and a little bit better than myself.
This year for the Hazon California Bike Ride, we are giving out mini grants in a very new and exciting process. The first step of the process is an online public vote where anyone in the world really can log on and place a vote. There are 30 organizations that people have the option of voting for.
Until
April 2nd. On April 9th, the top 10 organizations will be posted on our website, and people will be able to read about these projects, but more so, our riders will be able to fundraise for a project of their choice. And after they ride in the California Ride, we are giving riders the opportunity to allocate the money that they raise after a certain point to the project of their choice, to their favorite project of the top 10.
Cool. So let me understand this. In the past, it's worked. I'm, Joe Ryder. I raise my money, Hazon takes it and does with it, they allocate it to their organizations. But this year it's different because now I'm Joe Ryder and I've raised X amount of dollars and I'm going to decide which of the 10 organizations to give this money to.
Right. It's something we've never done before, and we've definitely thought about it because it's so cool to have someone fundraise and to be able to give to the project of their choice.
So I just want to thank my guests, Rabbi David Hoffman, Mark Melzer, and Jackie Fishman for joining us in this very special podcast ride edition. And if you are interested in participating in any of Hazon's rides, definitely check out our website and also go ahead and vote for the organizations that you think California Ride Allocation should go for. You can find that on Hazon's homepage, hazon.org. And also you can find out what else is going on at Hazon. We have a lot of exciting events coming up. And I just want to wish everyone a happy Pesach, a Chag Sameach. I hope you all have a nice Seder. And look out for Earth Day coming up on April 22nd. And get involved in whatever your local community is doing. And if they're not doing anything, go ahead and organize something and make something happen. So thanks for listening. Again, you can find the Hazon podcast through iTunes. Just search Hazon. Tell all your friends. And go ahead, and if you have any comments or feedback, just let me know. Email me at Yoav, Y-O-A-V, at Hazon.org. And that's it. Have a good one. See you next time.